As Democrats lined up this past week to run for the White House, President Bush prepared to turn to the United Nations for help in Iraq. This follows a year in which his administration clashed repeatedly with the world body. Mr. Bush spent this weekend at Camp David, away from the power outages that plagued hurricane-soaked Washington. He met the King of Jordan to talk about the Middle East and prepared to address the United Nations General Assembly this Tuesday. In Berlin, British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Mr. Bush's closest ally in the war with Iraq, met with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder and French President Jacques Chirac, two of the staunchest critics of the war. Keith B. Richburg is a correspondent for The Washington Post. He covered the meetings in Berlin, and he speaks with us from Berlin. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning to you.
So tell us, what came out of the meeting in Berlin this weekend?
The bottom line is not a whole lot. I mean, there was a show of unity because these are really the three biggest and most important countries in the European Union, and they needed to show some kind of face of solidarity after being really badly split over the Iraq war in the spring. But there really wasn't much movement. I mean, they were able to come out with some handshakes and statements of agreement on really broad principles, mainly that the UN should be the main player in Iraq, and also that Iraqis should have transfer of sovereignty to themselves as quickly as possible. But those are really just broad statements, and when you get down to the nitty-gritty details, that's where they're still about as far apart as ever.
Really? So it was just well-chosen words, or was there really common ground between Tony Blair and Chirac and Schroeder?
I guess you could see some signs of slight movement, but really this is going to be negotiated between only two players, the United States and France. Britain basically sides with the United States on this area of transfer of sovereignty as well. And the Germans, too, I'm starting to get the feeling that they want to mend fences with the United States. I mean, they let relations sour to a really bad point. The Germans' most important foreign relationship is with the United States. They really want to get that back on the mend again. So it's really going to come down to Colin Powell and Dominique de Villepin, the French foreign minister. And if they can hammer out a deal, the British will fall in line behind what the Americans want. The Germans will follow the French lead.
The British prime minister's support for the war in Iraq, however, took some toll on his standing in Great Britain. What did you see about the prime minister's position? Has he edged away from the Bush administration in any way?
He's not edging away per se, but I think what really this is an attempt by the British Prime Minister coming to Berlin and meeting with these other two powers is to show that he is still, you know, a player in Europe, despite the fact that he's sided himself with the United States so strongly that he's being derided in Britain and in the media as George Bush's quote-unquote poodle. This was an attempt by Tony Blair to cast himself as a player within Europe and say, look, I can play a mediating role across the Atlantic. And secondly, you know, he tried in his press conference afterwards to put the spin and the emphasis on some European issues. They've got a lot of internal European issues they're dealing with here, like a new European constitution, new European defense force, and I think he wants to remain a player in the European debate and not let his relationship with his European counterparts be so overshadowed by Iraq and his relationship with the Bush administration.
Where are the main disagreements in the details of this agreed transfer at some point of power to the United Nations and to the Iraqis? How quickly do the French and the Germans and the British want this to happen?
The key is on transfer of power to the United Nations, which the French and other Europeans say should be a prerequisite to any more financial or military involvement by the world community. They're unspoken. What they're saying is, you know, you Americans started this mess without the UN, so don't expect the UN to come and clean it up. What they're saying publicly is that we don't want just window dressing. We don't want there to be just a resolution making this a UN mandated operation, but it really remains in American hands and under American control. So they want true UN supervision of it, the same way the UN supervised the transfer of East Timor, say, to sovereignty. On the issue of a timetable for a turnover, again, it's a real philosophical difference. This isn't just nitpicking here. The French position, as outlined by Dominique de Villepin in a meeting with foreign journalists, including myself recently, is that the way you stop the attacks on the occupation troops is not just to put in more troops. It's to convince the Iraqis that these troops are actually there as peacekeepers who are winding down as they're turning it over. The idea being you don't just send in a bunch of blue helmets. You actually turn power over to the Iraqis, and you just let the peacekeepers come in to kind of secure the area as they're winding down. The model there might be Afghanistan. As you recall, when the Americans came and bombed the Taliban out of Kabul, there wasn't a long waiting period of months and months or years before power was turned over. It was almost immediately turned over to Hamid Karzai, who's now the president. There is a little bit of room for movement because now Chirac is talking about this transfer to the Iraqis should come within months, it's still quicker than Colin Powell and Paul Bremer would like. They're talking about sometime within a year or even more before Chirac was talking about weeks or days.
Finally, Keith, at a press conference after their meeting, the French and the German leaders were asked if they considered Prime Minister Blair an envoy of the Bush administration. How did they respond to that question?
Oh, they responded with high-handed indignation. President Chirac said he wanted to pay homage to the journalist who had such a vivid imagination to ask such a question. Schroeder replied that, you know, he never had any inclination that Blair speaks for anyone other than himself. And, you know, for the journalists watching there, there was a tendency to think of this old phrase, "Thou dost protest too much." And, of course, that's what they think. They think they were basically starting the negotiations with President Bush right here in Berlin, that Blair will be taking this message back or conveying it somehow through whatever channels so that President Bush will know exactly what the positions are of France and Germany before he meets with them unilaterally. So there was a bit too much defense of Blair in their strident comments.
Keith B. Richburg is a foreign correspondent for The Washington Post. He joined us from Berlin. Keith, thanks a lot.
Thank you.